Hello everyone, this is Nana Obey. Thank you for joining me on Endless. Today I'd like to talk about friendship or sisterhood. My life has been blessed with having friends, all types of friends, old, young, black or white, whatever color that is out there, any social class, I do believe, except the rich though. I don't have rich friends. Not that I know of. I haven't reached that level yet. Anyway, I have friends from all over the world. One of my very, very dear friends is from Malaysia. So I do have a Malaysian family. Now, talking about family, it is possible to build a wonderful and meaningful friendship with some of your relatives. As you get older, you realize even your mother becomes your best friend or your father becomes your confidant. So friendship is an ever-growing experience. Should be seen as a different type of relationship or connection. For example, sometimes the blood relationship seems so forced. You are around someone that you really don't want to be with, but you have to because it's a relative. When someone from the outside, you can decide to be with them or not. The game with that is someone bloodly related can become so much of a good and positive influence that you don't just see them as a relative, but you also see them as somebody to have around to help you, to guide you, or to cheer for you. So there is this difference. Friendship is an entity in itself, and you can be friend with other people, and you also can be friend with a relative. Or you may not have any type of friendship with any of your relatives. You are just connected out of, I don't want to say obligation, but let's say responsibility, rather than wanting to be connected with them. Anyway, I'm working on a book on the power of friendship. So pray for me as I go into that endeavor. In this podcast, I wanted to touch on the wonderfulness of having good and true friends and the power of having that support. I have a group of friends. We are all three African women. We used to work together back in the day. That's how we met. We worked night shift. We didn't want to miss any updates that will impact our productivity or efficiency in case one of us was off for a few days. So we decided to open a WhatsApp group, primarily to share real-time job-related information. And then little by little, as we started knowing more about each other, as we started working those late nights and sharing our experience, that WhatsApp group opened a way where we started meeting outside of work. We started having those girls' night out, just hanging out together. And today, although we haven't been co-workers for the past maybe 5 years now, we did keep the WhatsApp group. It has become a safe space for us to share, to talk, to cry, and anything in between. We use the platform and the meetups to keep each other accountable, to lift each other up, to inspire one another and encourage each other to pursue our dreams so that we can succeed. Because we know if one succeeds, everybody succeeds, our community succeeds, our families succeed. For the outside world or the non-African world, it may seem evident that we unite. They will say, oh, here are three African women. They're the same, but we are actually not. There are more to consider in that generalization. We are not the same. At the same time, we are the same. You see the difference? See, both ladies are from Cameroon. One of them is from the English part, the part closest to Nigeria. And the other one is from the Francophone part. We're talking about Yaoundé, Douala. Geographic locations that have cultural similarities with Gabon and Congo and Chad. All those countries that have been occupied by the French power and probably still today. I myself am from Gabon. So the unfortunate situation is because of the political influence of those European countries, we have seen Africa being divided, unnecessarily divided. And We cannot deny the impact of that division among the African cultures, among the African people. So we do have some obvious differences as far as the way we behave, the way we dress, the way we eat, the way we talk, our mannerism, our ego. Yes, that Western influence also did influence our ego, where one group thinks that they are better than the other, or one area or one country thinks that they are better than the other. Hopefully, as we learn more about our history and we go back to our own roots and our own culture, we will be more united than divided. And this group is already an example of that beginning of we are one and we will fight to remain one. However, this oneness will be more patriotic, will be more Africanistic, will be more Pan-Africanistic because we are three different people. So already with the colonial influence, we cannot neglect and dismiss small differences between us. Though good or bad, they are present and we have to deal with that. Then we do have natural differences, which come from the way we grew up, our history, our different ethnic groups, the dialect that we speak. Were we raised in a Christian family, in a traditional family, our individual personalities? All of this is just to remind us that a friendship between people from the same village or people from the same city or the same country or the same continent or the same race, let alone the same gender, is not automatic. That friendship is not granted. I do have people from Gabon that I know here that we are not friends. We are acquaintances. We work for the community. We make sure that our community receives the help and the support and the resources needed. And that is the end of our interaction. So for someone just to assume that, oh, those ladies are from Africa, they're the same, it will be both ignorant and true. So complicated. So very complicated. But let's come back to friendship and the power of it. It is good to appreciate those solid connections that arise from meeting strangers. What I love about us, about our group, is every time we are together or every time we are connected, we are on the real and truth mode. I mean, it is on at all time. We don't switch it off, and we all know that. We know that if we want to hear the truth, one of us will say it. There is no shame, there is no reservation, there is no shyness, there is no judgment. We are there and you just take me as I am and I take you as you are. It is a beautiful thing. It is very important for everyone to be able to speak with people without having the feeling of being judged. Even though sometimes one of us may feel judged by the others, because we know the spirit of the group, the real intentions and the real foundation of our connection, we don't look at it that way. And if we were indeed judged, we will still put it on the table and tell the others, you two are judging me. And we all three will talk about it and clarify the air. We are strong and independent immigrant women. We are. We kind of know where everybody stands on some main issues, yet the intrigue in our relationship is the occasional unexpected position that one of us might take on certain topics. So it's always interesting to discover each other every day. And it is wonderful. It is great because it doesn't make your relationship predictable, boring. It actually makes it very exciting. And it also makes us realize that we don't actually know the other person as much as we think we do. And it is good because in our previous podcast, we talked about growing and change. In the process of change, you discover so many things about you. As we are growing and changing on our own, we're also bringing those changes into our group. And the change in our personal mindset is also changing the mindset of the group. Another point to think about is that our friendship has not lived enough challenges, allowing it to utilize or dig out all the individual knowledge and experience that each one of us has. We have not experienced life enough as a group to use everything that we know so far. And knowing that and understanding that let you know that there is still so much untapped potential within our team. The unexpected reaction from any of us also challenges your assumption metrics, where you assume this person will behave or react this way. To your surprise, you don't see them acting that way. And I think that's very good in a relationship, is not to assume what the other person will say. Simply say it. Simply state what your concern is and wait to see the response without any preconceived opinion on how the other person will respond. There is a quote in one of my books, A Time to Be with Others, A Time to Be Alone, that says, "Do not assume, ask. If you do not know, please do ask." So the thrill of discovering something new each time that we have a debate, it is enriching. And that is what friendship should be. We should be able to enrich each other. We should be able to help each other grow, help each other be enlightened to new possibilities, new opportunities. If you already have that circle of sisters, please do the best you can to keep it, to cherish it, to nurture it. Because having this kind of relationships in your life not only brings stability and reassurance, it does also provide a sense of belonging, which is great for our self-esteem. It's healthy, it's therapeutic, and it is free because you don't have to go and talk to a professional. And not to dismiss the role of a professional doctor in counseling, though a professional doctor is not always available at the wee hours of the night for free, it is just to remind us that we really can save ourselves some headache by choosing the right people in our circle, that choice. We really do. We have the power to pick and choose who we want in our lives. I encourage every woman out there and every person out there to find this circle of people that you can trust, because it's very important to be able to have a platform where you just speak your mind freely and also open at the same time so that you can receive. And when you receive, you may see things in a different way. It can help you maybe with your personal decisions. You don't necessarily need to say everything that is going on in your life. You know, one of my friends is married, so there are certain things that she cannot share with us because of the confidentiality between she and her husband, and also respecting her matrimonial relationship. So it's very important that we know that there are certain things that we may not totally share with each other, and it is normal. Nonetheless, knowing that you have that circle of support brings some sense of stability and reassurance in your life. That circle doesn't need to have 2, 3, 4. It can just be one person that you really can sit down with and share your mess with. Somebody that you can vent with. Somebody that you know they will listen to you. They will really listen to you. They will be truthful to you. Someone you know that whatever you both or you all are talking about will remain in the privacy, in the secrecy of this circle. Now, if you have no one like that in your life, maybe this is a resolution for 2021. I would challenge you to add that into your plan of this year. We still have about 8 more months to go, and this is probably a great goal to work on this year. For tips on how to make friends or keep the one that we do have, feel free to join me on part 2 of this friendship podcast. I'm gonna go for now, but let's just remember that having trustworthy people around us and being in a circle of great ladies is empowering and healthy. I look forward to the two ladies joining me one of these days for a podcast. Until then, this was Nana Obeid. It was my pleasure to have you again. See you next time and have a great week.